know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Lord, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Scripture readings for this, the fourth Sunday of Easter, the first reading from the 20th chapter of Acts. Now from Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set out on foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews, how I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now behold, I know that none of you, among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom, will see my face again. And therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things, I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
The epistle lesson from the 7th chapter of Revelation. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." And then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lead me,
Gospel from the 10th chapter of St. John. At that time, the Feast of Dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. And so the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, then tell us plainly." And Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the Gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to Christ.
Together we confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed found in the inside back cover of your hymnal. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you. King of love my shepherd is, whose goodness fails me never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Dear saints in our Lord Jesus Christ, today, which marks the fourth Sunday of Easter in accordance with the three-year lectionary, has come, as we know, to be known as Eastertide's Good Shepherd Sunday. It is on Good Shepherd Sunday that the church hears the gospel read from the 10th chapter of St. John, a chapter in which the King of Love declares himself to be the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. It is on this day, as in all occasions, when his word is publicly administered, that he gives voice to the world through Holy Scripture. The Good Shepherd gives voice through the public reading and proclamation of his word, in order that the sheep would hear the word of him who speaks to his sheep, in order that his sheep would hear his voice, and he would know them, and they would follow him. The readings for the day and the hymns bring to the attention of all who hear or read them the joy of hearing the words, and therefore the voice of the King of Love, as the hymn writer Henry Baker described him. Jesus, who laid down his life for the sheep, all the sheep, all who would ever be sheep of this earth, may be heard through, know the sheep by, and be followed by the hearing of the gospel and its proclamation, as his kingdom is present, and as he makes known his great love for all the sheep. Of course, he speaks to and causes his voice to be heard by actual people, not actual sheep, as though he were but the shepherd of beasts and not men, and could do nothing to shepherd sinful men unto salvation. Yes, it is actual sinful human creatures unto whom the King of Love speaks his word of love and forgiveness unto, whom he calls sheep. Even as the prophet Isaiah was inspired to record his word much earlier in the course of history, writing in chapter 53 of the scriptures bearing his name, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. In the inheritance of sin, all human creatures, like sheep, had gone astray. Sheep have tendency to do that, to stray into danger, to depart from the protection of the guardian of their flock, and to risk falling prey. The prophet Isaiah's inspired words make plain the reality that all of mankind have gone astray into iniquity, as echoed by St. Paul, the apostle's writing to the Romans, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Even still, the King of Love has love and care for every sheep, and is a shepherd who laid down his life for all the sheep, even those not of his flock. As the scriptures proclaim, he took up again his life once laid down, that he might give eternal life to those sheep whom he knows, who follow him, who will never perish, who shall never be snatched out of his hand. He deigns to know all the sheep, for his voice to be heard by all the sheep, and for every wayward, sheep-like, iniquitous human creature to hear the word of his life laid down for them, and for them to believe that he has had their own iniquity placed on him, and that he has borne their griefs and carried their sorrows. He deigns for all the sheep to follow him, as the gospel proclamation of his love for all sinners goes to work on the move to all the places on earth where sinners in their sheep-like waywardness have strayed. However, as it turns out to be the case, as made evident in the record made by St. John of Jesus' encounter with the Jews in the colonnade of Solomon at Jerusalem, not all sheep become his sheep. Those who hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, who hear him tell them of his great works of love unto them and of all mankind, do not believe him. Those who do not remain outside of and apart from his flock. This is the true danger of going astray, of departing from the word of the Lord and unto other pastures. The sheep may fall prey to what it is that preys upon them. Unbelief in the word of the Good Shepherd is indicative of that sheep not being part of the Good Shepherd's flock, being of a different flock, a flock that has fallen prey to the power of the devil, who, like a roaring lion, seeks to devour whom he will, as the scriptures declare him to be. Those sheep who are consumed by the devil may never believe the words or works of the Good Shepherd, and may thus never receive from him the forgiveness of their iniquity and eternal life. The Holy Gospel has made known to all that Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, has alone conquered sin and death and has gained for us entrance through him into the eternal rest of the Lord's grace, his mercy, and his peace. The whole world of wayward, sinful, sheep-like human creatures has been so loved by the King of love that he would call forth by the gospel unto all, but only those sheep not yet fully consumed like prey by the devil may hear him and yet believe. He alone knows who his sheep are, and he continually calls to them, to us, and to all, and makes himself present to guard and protect those who follow him. But what of our being sheep? Even his sheep may stray from his fold at times, into ventures which leave them prey to the devil. If we truly hear the scriptures and should come to believe what the scriptures teach us about the Lord and of ourselves, should we not wonder what sort of shepherd this is, who would lay down his life even for those sheep who would stray from him? And should we not also consider what manner of sheep we are in view of our Good Shepherd, the King of love, and his love for us? We might believe him to be a long-suffering, patient, gentle, loving, caring, strong, and mighty, yet humble shepherd, who graciously condescends to lift his dearly loved sheep out of the pit of their waywardness and into his pleasant pasture, where he feeds his beloved with food and drink from above and leads them in all the ways that keep them safe from harm. We might consider ourselves so beloved of him that we should find in our hearts and evidenced in our lives a strong and active love for him and for our fellow human creature sheep. In such a beloved and loving state, we should find ourselves active in abiding in God's loving work of shepherding his sheep through his word and sacraments, administered within his church, in which he daily and richly forgives us all our sins and the sins of those who believe in him. Yet sheep may at times find that they are not, or someone they love is not, in possession of a strong and active love for God and for their neighbors. It may be that the words or actions of another sinful creature, the devil even, where even the sinful inclination of wayward hearts has led the sheep away from the good and loving protection of Christ crucified for them, his beloved sheep. It may be that a sheep once safely in the loving care of their good shepherd has wandered away in the imagination of their hearts, thinking that they will find and hear the voice of their loving shepherd where he has not deigned to dwell, or to make his voice truly heard and to know each one of his sheep thereby. It may be that a beloved sheep of the Lord's flock is in danger of wandering too far away from the flock of the Lord's sheep, that the good shepherd's protection over them is not held fast to and dwelled within, leaving them vulnerable to being the devil's prey, or that of the wolves in this world as well. It may be that the rod of the good shepherd needs strike out against the foe, that the shepherd's staff may gather his sheep to him once again. The longer a sheep strays and goes away from the instruction of and abidance in the active, proclaimed, and administered word of the Lord, the Good Shepherd, the longer they grow accustomed to being without the aid and protection of their shepherd, until perhaps one day they do fall victim to the devil and are consumed by him, losing all faith in and love for the one who laid down his life for them, that he might raise theirs up again unto glorious eternal life. His voice calls even to the wayward, even to those who stray away looking for those things they desire and want, yet in doing so depart from that which they truly need. His voice would graciously call even to those who have strayed far and have truly gone astray into the devil's prowling where they have been consumed and devoured. Our King of Love lifts his voice even to the hearts of those who flatly deny him and reject his words and deeds. He would call to those who may yet be his sheep, who may yet enter, even again for some, the green pastures of his gracious pasturing. His voice calls to and seeks the lost, who deny their own sin and deny their own need for the Savior, which is Christ the Lord, the Good Shepherd. He calls and calls and seeks and seeks, and in the day in which he may be found, for as long as sinners yet draw breath, sheep who have gone astray may yet in truth return to him and be found by him and be cared for by him and be forgiven and fed and nourished and strengthened unto the holiness of faith, which loves the Lord and loves the neighbor as the self. For those sheep who might worry if they are straying or not, for those who worry that they have forgotten the words of him whose voice leads and guides them on paths of righteousness for his name's sake, they may find true comfort and solace in the care of his ministry unto them, his shepherding of them by his word and spirit, by the means of his divine favor shown unto and given to them. Any sheep not anxious or worried over and nervous about their own waywardness need only hear the stern demands of the Lord to know that they are ever at risk of wandering away into disobedience to the Lord and being preyed upon by the devil. The bitter demands of the law will not leave a sheep well protected from the devil's prowling. Only the sweet gospel promise of Christ, the Good Shepherd's life laid down on the cross for them, for all of us, will shelter and defend a sheep from the predatorial assaults of the devil. On the promise of Christ, a sheep may stand truly defended and safe in the loving, wounded, and resurrected hand of the Savior. The promise of Christ for the salvation of sinners is not found outside of his written proclaimed and administered word, however. The gospel is heard and received for the salvation of sinners only when it is preached in its purity, and the sacraments which flow from it are rightly administered. For the wayward sinners among his flock who have strayed away into sin and the devil's prowling, they may yet hear his voice purely preached, and may yet receive his sacraments purely administered. But new life may need to begin again in a sheep that has been slain by the devil's devouring. If his word be not heard, and if ears and eyes remain deaf and closed to the purity of the gospel which stands upon the full ferocity of the law's demands, then sheep may remain dead in their unbelief and apart from the one who in truth is one with the Father, whose voice calls to us and by the gospel enlivens us to live under our King of love and to serve him in willing obedience all the days of our lives and forevermore. For us, our ears do hear, and by his grace, our eyes do see him when he descends to us time and again to declare us forgiven by his called and ordained servants, and to feed us by their hands, his very body and blood, to gently pasture us and keep us safe in his loving care. By his loving grace for us, we are strengthened all the more to call upon the Good Shepherd, our Lord and our God, and to receive continually from him the gift of our every iniquity forgiven and eternal life in his name. May he ever guard us in his loving care. May the rod and staff of his shepherding word comfort us for always. May his sheep ever hear his voice through his spoken word. And may those who have strayed from his flock be called back again by the loving strength of his voice to join with all the sheep of his pasture in praising him, our good shepherd, for laying down his life, that he would raise our life again to new and everlasting life in his name. On this day, as earthly mothers are cherished and celebrated, may our Lord remind his sheep of the blessed gift of loving, faithful mothers, and keep the precious sheep of his care ever safe in the faithful flock of the church, our heavenly mother, always through Christ, our good shepherd. Amen.
now pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We pray today by name for Sharon Johnson and her family as they continue to grieve the death of Sharon's sister. We pray for Linda Lowry and Guy Takamatsu and Steve Hirschbach, all of whom are struggling or contending with medical issues. We pray also for Mai Pham and Willard Sievert and Jack Thomas, those from among us who are homebound or otherwise unable to attend our services. For these and others, let us now pray. Heavenly Father, in your name, your Son purchased us with his own most holy blood. And now he leads us through the gate of death to our eternal home with you. As the sheep of his fold, inspire us to hear his voice gladly and to follow him steadfastly through every tribulation. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, shepherd of souls, your apostle Paul foretold that fierce opposition and twisted speech would come against your church, even from within her ranks. Raise up faithful men to pastor your flock through these threats and grant that they not shrink from proclaiming the kingdom of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Father in heaven, you have given us an image of your love in the vocation of mothers who nurture, guide, and raise their children in all things good. Bless them in their calling. Sustain them through weary and difficult times. Remember in compassion all who are barren and bring them comfort through the children of your church. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, true head of the church on earth, look graciously upon the congregations of the California, Nevada, Hawaii District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as they meet in convention later this week. Raise up or reappoint leaders who will be faithful to you in their tasks, and grant that measures be adopted that glorify you and edify your church. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you are the potentate of all peoples, nations, and tribes. Grant wisdom and truth to those who rule this land that they may faithfully promote good and punish evil. Wherever our courts or laws are contrary to your will, in mercy reform them. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you have not forgotten us in our afflictions or abandoned us in our weakness. Deliver the sick and suffering according to your will and give comfort to the dying. Especially do we pray for Linda, Guy, Stephen, Mai, Willard, and Jack. Guard us against despair and grant us patience in the days of our trouble as we await your perfect healing. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all the living, you shepherd your saints through the gate of death, out of all tribulation to the very throne room of heaven. Bless those who grieve, including Sharon and her family. Give them eyes of faith to see their present grief in light of Jesus' resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, our shepherd, in the Holy Supper, you prepare for us a table in the presence of our enemies. Grant us repentant and faithful hearts. In every tribulation or besetting sin, lead us to find comfort and strength in your overflowing mercy given to us in this sacrament. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, enthroned in heaven, you gather your saints into the shelter of your presence, making them white in the blood of the Lamb. Keep us faithful throughout our lives here and bring us through death to join them in the ceaseless praises of heaven. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, you promise to raise up a shepherd to deliver your sheep from all their enemies. We give you thanks for giving us your own Son to be our good shepherd. Grant us to hear his voice, know him by faith, and follow where he leads, that we may dwell in your house forever. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.